Hello, writers. Welcome back to the Woping Writer podcast. Oh my god, it has been a minute. I think it's been like 2 weeks or so that I didn't upload a podcast. Yes, it's been a minute. I am sorry. But we are back. We are back to creating another episode for you guys. And if you guys do not know me, my name is Luchadel. And basically all of the content I create is literally for you. If you are a writer and you just need a little more guidance, you need help, and you're kind of just confused, you don't know where to start, this is the place for you. This is the place to get all of the advice and tips and really the knowledge you need to really embrace who you are. And this isn't the only resource you can get my content from, actually. You can actually get more from the YouTube. We create 2 videos a week on there as well. And of course, I am looking into, of course, you know, coaching and blogging and stuff like that. I have a lot of big things coming up. And yes, you did actually hear the new music. I did rebrand myself. I added a new song. It's a good song. The old one, I don't know, I felt bad. I didn't really feel like it fit my theme. And also a big update to the podcast, if you guys didn't know. There's a lot of big names that are actually going to be making an entrance to the podcast. I'm looking into doing interviews with some really, really big names, some big writers in, you know, the industry that just have a voice, and they have such a strong mission and story that really need to be taken to the podcast. And it's crazy, because writers are people that need a voice. They're strong. They can impact people. But I feel like their biggest weakness usually is just, you know, getting their name out there to the world. And the reason why I do all of this is because I was a writer for a very long time, and I sucked at it. And the reason why I wrote was because I struggled with who I was. I didn't know who I was. I failed at who I was as a person. I didn't know my purpose. And I basically fell into an imposter syndrome. And yes, I wrote for as long as I could, you know, throughout my life. I found out that maybe writing is the only thing left for me to really find who I am and to embrace who I was. And yeah, that's why I just kept writing. I kept practicing, and I thought there was something there. I thought there was something left for me, but something awful happened. My biggest supporter, a medical teacher who kind of helped me to be a future MD, which I was really passionate about, told me I would never make it in medicine because of my race and dark skin color, and would get checked by the FBI watch list. And I was like, okay, this kind of sucks. I fell into a deep depression. I had really bad anxiety, and after I took a break, I kind of hibernated, and during that time, I found podcasts. I found blogs. I found, you know, YouTube videos, a world of knowledge, Twitch even. I found a world of knowledge on these platforms that helped people to not only be, to not only embrace who you are and kind of be yourself, have a mission and impact people's lives, but to be, all of this stuff I learned applied to writers. And I was like, it would be selfish of me not to share this. Like, I'm here to use what I've learned to help people and to help writers, because I looked back at my passion that I thought was never going to be be a reality, which was writing. And I decided writing is my passion, and I'm going to forward that to help other people. And yes, he said I would never make it. He basically said who I was as a person was who I was as I was going to fail who I was as a person. And yeah, he said that, but what he said fueled my fire. There will be a lot of people who fulfill who they are, and I'm going to help those people. And yeah, so that's basically my story. Bit of a soapbox, yeah. I got a little off track, kind of sidetracked there. But today's episode is about consistency. Consistency, consistency, consistency. You hear that word a lot in not just, you know, not just the writing space, but the content space, actually. Consistency is actually paramount to success, because you can have the most amazing voice, the best knowledge, the most amazing graphics, but if you're not consistent with your writing and consistent with who you are, you're not going to get noticed. No one's going to notice you. No one will notice. So I'm going to talk about ways that you can be more consistent, not at the same time, kind of keep your life in check, be healthy, and be more productive at the same time. So let's do the dang thing. I'ma tell you everything. So my first tip is effort. You can be very consistent, but if you're not actually putting effort into this and really trying your hardest to really show that I'm taking this seriously, you're not going to see the results. You're not going to see the growth, and your readers aren't going to see that you're really serious about this and you really care. It takes a lot of hard work and sacrifice to really see this work pull off, see this work pay off. You can't just kind of expect yourself to just go half in on this and then expect yourself to grow or think that, oh, if I just write and hopefully the platform will go for me, or, you know, if I just write, you know, every single day, people are going to notice me. But being consistent, it's better to be inconsistently good than consistently bad. So what that means is you can write as much as you want. You can legit write 50 editorials, 50 writings. But if they don't have value in them, if they're not really impacting someone's life and really sharing a story and bringing value to that person, they're not gonna have any care of reading the rest of your stuff. They're gonna leave. But if you have 10 solid posts that have value, a mission, a story, and are found people's lives, people are gonna stay. So it's not about just being consistent for the sake of being consistent. You need to really have an effort behind it. You need to show that you care and you really actually, you're not just doing this for the sake of, okay, I'm consistent, so I'm going to get the growth, I'm going to get the results. You have to put the work in behind it. You have to put the hustle in, the grind, and really work your butt off. The writing space is a place where you have to work a lot to see the work, and not just work a lot, but you have to work smart, not harder. You can't just do busy work. You have to work smarter, not harder. So yes, have effort. Don't just write to just add to the noise. You need to make sure each post has a lot of value in them, and that's honestly how I like to read people's stuff personally. For my stuff and for stuff I like to look at, I like stuff that has a lot of value in them, not just to read just a bunch of writings that don't have any essence and any value in them. So effort is important. Don't just write for the sake of just writing extra stuff to hope that you get the traction, the attention, the traffic. Just be consistent, but at the same time put effort in the consistent writings that you're putting out, so that people are getting that writing, you know, they're getting that writing, you know, frequently, but they're also getting a lot of value and a lot of, you know, impact to their life through those frequent writings. Why cannot talk today? Okay, next tip is take baby steps. Yes, this is actually very important. You can't expect yourself to just be this big writer overnight. You can't expect yourself to be doing, being consistent and doing all of these projects overnight. You can't, you know, wake up one day and say, okay, I'm gonna do morning pages, I'm gonna do meditation, I'm gonna be eating healthy meals, I'm gonna be getting green juice every day, I'm gonna be writing 10 blog posts, I'm gonna be doing, you can't do all of that. You have to take baby steps. Always add 1% to that hold, you know, always be adding that 1% to the whole 100%. So expecting yourself to do 100% all the time, you're gonna burn out very quickly. It's gonna stress you out, and you're gonna fall off the bandwagon. So when you're doing these projects, you're doing these writings, you're trying to be more consistent, adding new stuff to your schedule, adding new stuff to your plate, you need to be adding that 1% to each part to make up that 100%. And this is something that I fell into a very long time. I remember when I found, you know, I finally found my purpose and my mission, and I was like, wait a minute, I've been a writer for a long time, and yes, I did struggle with who I was, and thought writing wasn't something that was really left, but I learned, like I said, and I found out that writing was
actually my passion. And I looked back at it and I was like, okay, I finally found my mission. Now I'm going to make like 10 videos. I want to make 10 podcasts. That's not longevity. And that's another reason why you should take baby steps, because it helps your longevity. If you just come in full-fledged, you know, full energy and put all your effort in at 1 month, it's going to kill your momentum. You have to do stuff in increments. You have to do stuff in segments, so that not only does it allow you to block stuff out, but it also allows you to, of course, not freaking fall on the floor and freaking pass out. So you have to do stuff in increments, so that you consider you're running for the longevity, and you can do this for long term and hopefully forever. Because the number one thing you need to think about when being a rider, you have to think about longevity. Because you can have, like I said, you can have all the goods, but if you're not consistent with that and consistently riding for people, you're not going to see the growth. So take baby steps, do stuff in increments, and always be adding that 1% to that whole 100% in your riding. The next step is to always be doing new things. So like we said in that previous step, don't just do 1%. Always do 1% of the goal that you're trying to do, rather than doing 100% of things and failing miserably at that thing. So basically what that means is you need to always be taking steps, always be doing new things that's going to help you reach the end result. There's actually this method, I don't remember what it's called. It's a method where you take the smallest step to help you reach an end goal, an end result. For example, let's say you are going to take a shower. You get out of bed and you take off your clothes. And then you think to yourself, can I keep going? And this trains your brain to think about things in increments rather than as a whole. Because if you think about stuff as a whole, like think about if you were climbing a mountain as a whole, think about it as a whole is very daunting. But if you take small steps to reach that mountain, I think the quote is like, every step reaches the mountain or something like that. That's basically this method. So back to that shower analogy, once you take off your clothes, can you get into the tub? Can I turn on the faucet? Can I wash my hair? Can I, you know, wash my body with soap? You know, this is really important. This is actually how a lot of people overcome mental health, because they don't see things as a whole. They see things in increments. And this is something I used personally when I was struggling with like depression, and you know, I didn't stay in bed all day because I know I'm not getting stuff done. I get out of bed and then I see, can I keep going? And then after I get out of bed, I, you know, brush my teeth. What's next? Can I cook breakfast? I cook breakfast. This helps you to really just kind of chunk out the end result and chunk out stuff that you're trying to achieve, so that you're not, you know, about to like explode thinking about the whole thing. Like, okay, today I'm going to go to the gym. Okay, I take on my clothes. I put on the gym shirt. I put on my gym. I walk to the gym. I sit down. I get, you know, you have to think about it in chunks and increments, so that it's less daunting to think about, less daunting to do, and a lot more less stressful on you, on who you are. And it really helps you to overcome mental health and helps you to be more consistent, because you're chunking stuff out, you're chunking things, and you're making it easier for yourself to achieve a more consistent writing routine and schedule. Never ever give up. This is something you have to get into the headspace of. You have to practice. If you want to see the growth, you want to see that you're actually being more consistent, this isn't something you're going to do overnight. You have to take small baby steps to reach the mountain, to reach Mount Everest, to reach the peak of the mountain. You have to take baby steps and practice and dedicate, stay dedicated. And you have to be disciplined. You have to be very disciplined. You have to really develop that disciplined consistency mindset and you know, kind of thinking about like, even if I took the littlest step today, I did something, and that's something to clap for rather than thinking about what I didn't do. Think about what you did do, and that's going to help you to grow. That's going to help you to be more positive and be more consistent, because you're thinking about what you did do, and each day you're going to add to that. You're going to add to what you did yesterday, and you're going to add what you did yesterday. And each day you're going to be adding, you're going to be growing, you're going to be doing new things every day, and you're going to be surprised by, like, what the freak, I did all of this? What? So yeah, sometimes you can be surprised by yourself with how much you've done. I surprise myself every day. Like, I'm doing podcasts, I'm doing YouTube, I'm doing the social media, and I'm only 15? Come on. And this is because I took baby steps. It's because I was disciplined and I delegated. And yes, I go to school as well. I go to school and I delegate. I have time management. This is time management skills. You have to manage your time and kind of not just, you know, kind of just do things as they come. You have to delegate and manage your time. So never give up. Always be practicing, and you will see the improvement of being more consistent as a writer. I'm just going to say it right now. The next step is to do batch writing and writing in bulk. This is something I've done for a very long time for my content. I do everything in bulk and I batch everything. That basically means you take one day or 2 days and you do all of your stuff so that you don't have to worry about it for a few weeks. This is godsend. Oh my God. So basically what I will do is, I don't have a schedule quite yet, but this is the plan I'm thinking in my head. So every Saturday I record about 4 videos. And then I schedule them for 2 days a week, so I don't have to worry about videos for another 2 weeks. And then I record 2 podcast episodes every Sunday, and I don't have to worry about podcasts for 2 weeks. And that's amazing. That's actually really amazing. You don't have to worry about it, about writing. You don't have to worry about just writing at all, because you have it both batch written, and you have it bulk recorded. I mean, bulk written. Written in bulk. But just because you've batch recorded, after you've batch recorded, after you've written in bulk, you know, just, this is a really good thing if, like, you know, you kind of got less motivated, or maybe you got sick. You have stuff to fall on, and because you're already ahead of schedule. So this is really good when, you know, you have family stuff going on. Maybe going on a trip, you don't feel as motivated to really write today, or you're just kind of sick, you know, feel like writing, you got stuff in the backlog. But that doesn't mean that when you're done writing, you can sit around and just sleep all day. You still got work to do. You need to be making friends with other writers, reading their stuff, joining communities, joining people's Discords, you know, supporting them on their social medias, watching people on Twitch. This is something you need to get onto Twitch. Please be streaming on Twitch. If you're not streaming on Twitch, you are messing up. Twitch is something that you need to get into the space of, because it teaches you to be a speaker, and it teaches you how to really put your writing in a vocal manner and to really share your story. And this is something you should actually do it before it's too late, because writing is something on Twitch that is kind of almost dead. There's only really one or three writing streamers on Twitch that are really killing it. So you have space to really to bring that revolution and kind of, you know, help people in the writing space, you know, find a space in the writing that's missing and serve that, you know. Even if you feel like you got what it takes, you know, be going on YouTube and doing podcasts and social media. Social media, you need to get on that to form communities and really, you know, communicate with people and generate and grow your space. So yeah, don't batch recording and bulk recording and batch writing isn't just for the sake of I'm done with it and I relax. It opens stuff up for more projects. It helps you to kind of open your mind for other things to do, so that you can be doing more than just writing all day. Because being a writer isn't about just writing 24/7. You have to be doing other projects and doing other things that's gonna not just, you know, develop your name. Don't just do this for the sake of developing your name and getting famous. You're doing it wrong. You're here to impact lives and to make friends and to kind of, you know, find spaces that you resonate with and just make friends with them, and their communities will support each other, and you will support each other. And yeah, so batch write. Always be batch writing, you know. Find specific days that you know are open and just write in bulk. Write all of your stuff in bulk. Do your blog posts in bulk. Have edit stuff in bulk. Planning. Plan your writings in bulk, you know. Just have a day where you sit down and just plan writings in bulk, you know. Have a set of planning, you know, whether it's your bullet journal or it's your, what is it called, your technological, like, Evernote or Trello. And yeah, we did actually talk about bullet journaling in the video, so you're like, why are we talking about consistency? But that's the resource. This video is about how to really manage it and how to really be more consistent. So yeah, batch write and bulk write, and when you have that space, you know, do other projects and kind of just participate in the space, you know. Just always be putting your name out there as much as you can and developing that influence. And also don't forget to use your, you know, scheduling systems, you know, like Buffer, Later, and, you know, all those Instagram schedulers, you know, even, you know, do your Instagram and Twitter posts and you know, writing blog apps in bulk, like do your writing mediums in bulk, everything in bulk, your blog, everything. So the next step is to focus on one thing at a time. Yes, this is something that people need to get in the game. Just because you're multitasking doesn't mean you're getting anything done. Studies have shown that multitasking actually reduces your productivity by 30% freaking percent. Yes, so you need to do one thing at a time so that you put your heart into it. A common quote that my mom used to always say to me is, always do one thing at a time and put your heart into it, on each of those things. And that always like really, you know, stabbed me in the heart so well, because if you're just because you're doing everything at once doesn't mean you're going to put your 100% attention in it. You're going to probably put 25% in four of your tasks. That's going to be awful, because each of those four things are going to do it terribly. So you have to do one thing at a time and delegate. Do one thing at a time. Studies have shown that, you know, multitasking is just, it's not a good thing. So don't just be consistent for the results. Do it because you love it. Yeah, this is another thing. Like, just because you're consistent doesn't mean, like, you know, don't just write consistently if you're miserable. Do this because you love this, and do this because, you know, you actually care. So don't just write consistently for the sake of the growth. You're doing it wrong. You have to do this because you're impacting people's lives, and you're sharing a story through that writing. And you can't just do like 5 different tasks, 10 different tasks at once, because you're gonna do them miserably. So you have to delegate, do stuff that are more important, and then leave the stuff that aren't as important for later. And, you know, always do one thing at a time, and focus on priority, and do each step with care. You know, just do things one at a time, people. Don't multitask. I fell into the trap of you know, multitasking, and it's just not good, because, you know, you thought you might have missed a thing you did, or you might have not done something right. And just do one at a thing at a time, because this is the reason why. It's because when you're multitasking, you're shifting your brain in different ways, and you're basically just changing your brain over and over. But if you focus on one thing, your brain is focused on that thing. It's not shifting, it's not changing, it's focused on that. And that's why you're going to put 100% into it. But if you're doing everything at once, it shifts your brain in different ways, and you need to give your brain time to shift, and it's just not good for your brain. So be kind to your brain and do one thing at a time so that you can see the effort and kind of be more productive with it, and not kind of just do four things at once and be crappy at all four of that, and be just do it junk. Do junk to all four. So one thing at a time. The next step is to delegate. Yes. So being a writer sometimes feels like you're alone all the time. You have no one by your side. This is just you. But being a writer, you need to have people behind you. You need to have a community. You need to have a team. And this helps you to be more consistent. So have a team. Have a team of people who do different tasks and help you to put your writings out there in a more consistent manner, a really good manner. So if there's certain tasks that you think you're not really amazing at, for example, maybe you're not good at editing, hire editors for your team. And actually, before we even talk about a team, I personally don't really believe in just having random people join your team. You need to have people that are already in your community that believe in your mission and believe in your why and your purpose. So if they believe in the mission, they're more likely to join your team and put that 100%. So, hire editors. If you don't feel like you're good at editing stuff quite well, get editors, beta readers. Have beta readers that read your stuff and kind of give feedback and have readers that are within your type of writing to kind of give you feedback and tell you what they expect. Graphic designers, if you don't feel like you're not the best at graphic design, but don't just hire any team and just random teams of members. Because if you feel like you're strong in, let's say, editing, if you're strong in editing, don't maybe hire an editor. But sometimes there's just times where you just feel like, I can't do all of this. Like, I can't do anything. I can't keep going. I need to have people that are at my tail to help me. And possible content staff is if you make your content as a writer and opens your eyes for other projects. This is another thing, because if you have a team of people who kind of take the stress off you and kind of lift the weight off your shoulders, you open more projects. When we said that the thing about batch writing and bulk, writing in bulk, you're opening up more projects in two ways. So that means you have even more leeway to be going in people's streams, reading people's writings, joining people's discords, networking, hate that word, but networking with other writers, making friends with them, coming from a place of genuineness and making friends with them and collaborating with them and doing collabs so that you can help each other and kind of just get to know each other. And don't come here for the growth. Come here to make friends and to learn from them and to be a friend. So have a team. Just have a team. Only if they believe in your mission, like I said. Ask for people in your space that already love and support who you are and are behind who you are. Don't just hire random people, in your Twitter or in your Instagram. Have a Discord and just talk in your Discord and saying, okay, I'm looking to hiring a content team, a content staff team that can help kind of lift the weights on my shoulders. I'm kind of feeling like I thought this was not a lot, but the more I do it, it just feels like I don't have time for myself. This also helps you to just kind of lay off and have more time to yourself. Personally, for me, I don't have a content team right now. I'm still growing my community. I'm still growing my content, but I think I'm definitely going to get a team together when I feel like the content is kind of crumbling all around me and I feel like I just need time to really kind of breathe and need help. I'm going to hire some people. I'm going to hire video editors. I'm going to hire, graphic designers, all of these people to kind of help me with my content so that I can just, post, just record the videos, record the podcast, and just give it to them to edit. And that just opens you to so many opportunities and so many just other projects that you could do. You could do ebooks, you could do courses, you could do just so much. So yeah, have a team. It's very rare for a writer to survive the industry alone. Always, there's very rare cases where they were able to do that. Have a support system, have a team that's gonna help you to kind of allow you to be more consistent and not have all of these projects, all this stuff to do, crumble around you, because that's really going to increase your likelihood of burning out, which you don't want, because it can possibly end your life of writing, which sucks. The last step is, as a writer, you are a leader. And when you don't feel as consistent someday, you don't feel like you are really productive a day, look at your future role model. Look at your future self. Would my perfect version of myself do this, or would my role model do this? My ideal role model that I've had in my life, would they do this? That's a great way to motivate you to be very productive each day, consistent each day. But because so you must look at your why, because looking because you can being consistent, you need to have a heartbeat behind your writing. You can be consistent all the time, but if you don't have a heartbeat and a why behind why you're doing this, you're not gonna keep up with it. You're not gonna keep writing for people, and people aren't gonna resonate with you. So you have to have a mission. You need to have a mission. You need to have a heartbeat, a why, an essence behind your writing, and how it can impact people's lives. Because there will be hard times where you feel like you just don't want to get out of bed and write. You feel like no one's listening. Because there's going to be times where you're writing to literally no one. Nobody is going to read your stuff for a very long time. So you need to look back at your story and look back at your mission and see, okay, I don't feel as motivated, but my mission is why I'm doing this. Your mission and your story is what's going to keep you going in those hard times. And those hard times will come. They will come. And also, you know, being a writer, you know, you need to, like, kind of break the stigma of gossip and drama, both on and off the spotlight. So this basically means, like, don't just be an amazing writer, like, online, you know, in the spotlight. Being a role model off camera and off the spotlight is better, because it helps to break, you know, the drama and the stigma. It helps to really show how genuine you are, and that is when true growth happens, when you are a role model, you know, on your business and outside of business. That is when you see true freaking growth. And without talking about consistency, we also need to bring light to be kind to yourself. You know, take time away from writing. Do detoxes. Do days where you just want to lay loose and take a break. Because grind and hustle is unsustainable. You can't be working forever. You have to take time off yourself. You have to take time to exercise, to eat well, to drink plenty of water, to sleep, to spend time with people you love, and to just do hobbies that you have probably done in the past that you love. You know, you need to take time off of writing, because writing 24/7 isn't just something you're going to do. It's not something, being a writer, you think you're going to just write 24/7, that's all you do. You have a lot of projects that you do. You have a lot of stuff that you need to look into doing, and you have to take time off of yourself to really recuperate and come back, you know, happier and better. So always be kind to yourself. There's a common quote that I actually got from a person. It's called, easier to do means more likely to do. So doing stuff that is easy helps you to be more consistent, because it's not hard. There's times where just people in general, not just writers, and not, you know, content creators, just overcomplicate things and make stuff a lot more complicated than they should be. And I struggled with this as well. If you're going to make things complicated for yourself, you're not going to stick with it. You have to do things that are easy and, you know, repeatable, something that you can do over and over. It's easy and it's going to serve you. So easier to do means more likely to do, so that you're able to not worry about, you know, having, even if you feel like crap or you have family stuff going on, you're still able to be consistent while still being able to tend to those needs of family and your health and your life and your hobbies and interests outside of the writing space. Thank you so much for staying this long for the podcast. And yeah, I really truly believe, like, if you are a writer, you should really truly embrace who you are and not let anyone take that away from you. I was running for a very long time in my life. I was running away from people. I was running away from life. I was running away from my purpose. And most of all, I was running away from myself, because I wanted to just run away from everything. And until I stopped and I looked behind my path and saw what I left behind and what can I do to make this path better for myself. So do that the same. Don't keep running. Stop. Look at the trail and what can I do to make this path better for myself. And also, if you need a place to really be friends and make more friends and kind of just, you know, kind of just connect with me more and talk with me more, please join our Discord. It's over on twitter.com. It's over at my Twitter. It's also in the show notes. You can also, you know, get my Discord in the show notes. And, of course, you know, but, you know, it's probably not a good time because you're probably, you know, at the gym or you're probably driving. So, yeah, the easiest way is through Twitter. Click on the link and you can join our Discord. And it's in the show notes. Yeah, so thank you so much for staying this long for the podcast. Like, it's truly amazing, like, what has gone on. And it just, being a writer is such an amazing thing. And I'm so glad that you allowed me to speak into your lives and help you to be the amazing writer you are determined to be. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I'll see you in the next podcast episode, where we teach you to embrace your being and evoke yourself as a writer. See you later. Bye. Love you all.